Good Glam Group to seize its House of Brands model. Infosys posts 6,921 crore rupees in profit in Q1, ups guidance. Myntra's 1,654 crore rupees of FDI woes. Conversational AI firm Gupshup raises $60 million and explores reverse flip to India. Why Paytm is moving away from DLG model.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. So let's start with a story that's sending ripples across the D2C world. The Good Glam Group, once a poster child for the content-to-commerce model, is officially dismantling its House of Brands structure. Yep, looks like it's over. The company's CEO, Darpan Sanghvi, confirmed it in a note today saying, and I quote, "Our lenders have decided to enforce their charge on the individual brands, so there will no longer be a group-wide solution." So the translation here is that the unicorn is going back to the basics. No more collective Good Glam umbrella. Each brand, think MyGlam, PopXO, Sirona, will now be sold off individually and run on their own. Now, why the breakup? Looks like there's mounting debt, high burn, and restructuring efforts that didn't quite stick. So the company has been in talks for a down round, in fact, with Gujarat's Velos FinTech, but clearly things have hit a wall. Lenders like Stride Ventures, Trifecta, Alteria Capital, Oxizo, and even HDFC and HSBC are knocking, and there's no group shield anymore. It's every brand for itself now. In fact, Money Control first reported signs of trouble back in October 2023. So this, folks, is that slow burn playing out. Next up, IT giant Infosys just dropped its Q1 results and it's a steady beat. Net profit was at around 6,921 crore rupees. That's up 8.7% on a yearly basis and above what analysts expected. In fact, revenue also rose 7.5% to around 42,279 crore rupees. Now, here's what's interesting. Infosys has nudged up its FY26 revenue growth guidance to 1 to 3%, up from 0 to 3%. Well, not a huge leap, but hey, any upward revision is a good signal in this environment, right? They also closed around $3.8 billion worth of large deals this quarter. Over half of that was net new. In fact, the company's CEO, Salil Parekh, says their enterprise AI work is also landing well with clients and there's strong traction in consolidation deals. So some headcount details also here. The company added about 210 employees in the fiscal first quarter, its fourth consecutive quarter of headcount addition. Apart from Infosys, Tata Consultancy Services, the only IT firm to report an increased employee count as its base grew by around 5,090 from the previous quarter, and others like HCL and Wipro just saw a drop. In fact, Infosys stock closed just a tick lower today, but that is likely to reassure investors as India's IT pack navigates slower global demand and AI disruption. All right, moving on. In an interesting regulatory update, fashion e-tailer Myntra is under the scanner. The Enforcement Directorate or ED is investigating around 1,654 crore rupees of foreign investment routed through what it calls a disguised retail setup. Now, here's the gist. Myntra, which is part of the Flipkart group, allegedly used a B2B arm called Vector E-commerce to make what were actually retail sales look like wholesale transactions. Now, the ED says this setup violates India's FDI rules on multi-brand retail, which are pretty strict, by the way. But Myntra, for its part, says it hasn't received a formal complaint yet and that it's fully cooperating with authorities. It also emphasized its role in digitizing India's fashion economy and supporting local artisans. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on how this one unfolds and keep you all posted about it. All right, over to conversational AI now. Gupshup has raised over $60 million in fresh capital, combining equity and debt from Globespan Capital Partners and Evolution X Debt Capital. So more than just the money, the bigger story here is that Gupshup is also exploring to re-domicile to India more than 20 years after it was founded in San Francisco. The founder, Birut Sheth, confirmed this to Money Control, saying that the shift is about aligning more closely with India's tech ecosystem and public market opportunity. In fact, they are not alone. We've been talking about it in our podcast too. So Razorpay, PhonePe, Grow have already done it. Others like CleverTap and Frio are also thinking about it. Now, about the funding, Gupshup says it will use the capital to deepen its presence in India, the Middle East, Latin America, and Africa, and expand its conversational AI agents and messaging tools. Now, speaking of funding, agentic AI startup Composio also announced their round today, which has raised about $25 million in its Series A round led by Lightspeed Venture Partners. Now, this also comes at a time when venture capital funds are aggressively looking for bets in the global AI boom. Now, with this round, the startup's total funding raised till date has grown to around $29 million so far. Clearly, it's pouring capital in the world of AI startups, right? All right, on to our last story. Looks like Paytm is quietly unwinding its DLG model, or default loss guarantee model, where fintechs basically backstop loan losses for lending partners. Turns out, Paytm's largest partner has moved to a non-DLG model starting this quarter. And as a result of that, Paytm's DLG-backed loan book also shrunk from around 6,000 odd crores in March to 4,000 crores in June. So no new DLG loans are being sourced. In fact, the company's CFO, Madhur Deora, says it's because their asset performance is strong enough that banks and NBFCs no longer need that cushion. In fact, the company's founder, Vijay Shekhar Sharma, added that lending partners want to own the customer and the underwriting part. So Paytm will just be the distribution platform here. In fact, this pivot also helps Paytm steer clear of regulatory risks in a way, especially after the RBI's past scrutiny of its payments ban. That said, lending is still growing for the firm at around 3,583 crore in merchant disbursals this quarter, with over 50% going to repeat borrowers. Having said that, even financial services revenue doubled year on year for Paytm to around 561 crore rupees, although it was flat sequentially due to the loss of the piece that we were talking about. The message from Paytm is clear. They want to go risk light, regulation safe, and stay here for the long haul. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Again, thanks a lot, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.